And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very, very, very busy San Diego Landings, because it's Day of the Docks here. The 46th edition is what we kind of figured out what it is, but we have a great guest. Well, Ronnie Kovac nicknamed him, and I think it's so appropriate, the walking encyclopedia of fishing knowledge. Steve Carson is here. We're going to have a great show. We're also going to be joined later on by Mr. Ford himself, my buddy Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, and a host of other guests, too. Frank's got some good reports, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And not only a very special day at the landings, Pete, like you mentioned, but a very special guest.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing, Corey? It's first time in the world headquarters is what I can't believe. Good morning, Steve Carson.
Good morning. It's an honor to be here. Yeah, I feel privileged to be in the actual studio.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Steve has got a radio voice. And as you heard, I had to turn down things a little just because he's the radio guy, right? You've been on a lot of radio stuff.
Well, I am the quintessential perfect face for radio. Yes. Yes, I've been that.
Yeah, we can relate for sure. But you are, like I said, Ronnie Kovac, who is your old friend, coined you the walking encyclopedia of fishing knowledge. Tell us the history on that name.
Well, Ronnie and I worked together for a long, long time in various levels of the retail business.
Yeah, in retail, right? Big Five.
In retail, yeah. Both he and I were both in the stores, including both of us were at different times the managers of the Point Loma store. And at different times, we were in the corporate office as buyers. And Ronnie actually ended up, because Ronnie had a brain like nobody really ever in this industry. Love him or hate him, he was truly a genius. So
amazing.
He was buying shoes, and because that's where the most money was. And when I got my turn in the corporate office, I was buying fishing tackle, among other things, which takes much less brain power. But over the years, you know, this was all pre-Google. Google sort of made that whole nickname obsolete.
Yeah.
But I just remembered strange and obscure things about both the sport of fishing and fishing tackle. And that whole nickname just came from Ronnie.
But it's the truth. I mean, I
went with it. So, you know, what was I going to do?
You know so much, and you've been a part of the industry for decades, and you love what you do.
I do love what I do. I'm very, very blessed. At various levels, starting when I was, you know, just a little minimum wage, little pinhead chovy. I would have to figure it out, around 55 years in the tackle business. Obviously, I was fishing before that.
What about Day at the Docks? Have you been involved? Like,
I remember the very first day at the docks, and I haven't always been a speaker like I will be this year today. I believe I'm on it. I'd have to double check. I think I'm on at 9:30 on the captain stage.
9:30. Wow.
Subject to review. I'm not absolutely sure that's correct.
Yeah.
But I'll be checking. Wherever it is I have to be, I'll be there on time.
Day at the Docks is so much fun. I mean, it's
a lot going on today.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be huge today.
I was down there yesterday afternoon with Mike Lum, Tim Baker, Howard Coolidge, and the whole gang from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. They're setting up that huge used tackle sale. They started yesterday afternoon. I mean, it's going to be enormous. But they at the Rollo booth, they have the big used tackle sale going on, which is enormous, and they're going to open early. You know, the actual festivities today open at 9, but I think the Rollo booth's going to open at 8, and I think Doug's already open in the store and stuff with his big sales at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So
somebody buy two and get one free kind
of
thing?
Oh, my gosh. Buy one, get one free on
is it buy two?
APCO. Well, buy two, get one free on hooks and jigs and Gamakatsu hooks, but buy one, get one free, I believe, on cyclofluorocarbon.
What?
So, yeah.
Come on.
Crazy.
Which is
crazy
awesome stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of other great deals, too.
If I heard him correctly yesterday, I was watching the show from the luxury of my desk at home yesterday.
Okay, on Facebook.
I believe Doug said it's buy two, get one free, even on tungsten jigs.
Yes.
That's
tungsten
jigs. That's incredible.
Tell us, okay, you're going to be doing a seminar today on what?
My seminar is going to be the 5 rigs for bluefin. Don't leave the dock without them, because again, I get so many whether I'm working an event like this and I'm guest selling behind the counter for Doug or any other retailer or online on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. I just want one rod for bluefin tuna. What should I get?
Is there a tungsten jig included in that?
I'm going to mention them, but I hate to tell people that they have to have it. I'm going to mention it as an option. There are times when it's exceptionally good. Tungsten jigs, I don't have one. You can look over there.
See on your gear here that you have it looks like a rip roller.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I don't have a tungsten jig tied on there because it's tough enough telling people that they need to have 5 rigs. But the analogy that I always use, and people that don't golf, they understand this. My standard line is, Tiger Woods can pretty much beat anybody here playing golf with a frying pan. But he carries 14 clubs, and you know why he carries 14 clubs? Because that's the limit. He would carry more if he was allowed to, because each one does something specific. And again, not even counting all the other myriad of species that we have, bluefin tuna can be 20 pounds. They can be 220 pounds in the same spot on the same day.
And right? Notorious, within our lifetime, have been known to be the most fickle tuna of all. Untouchable at one point.
As a kid growing up, one of my top fishing spots was, and only the old people will remember this, was fishing on the half-day boat out of Redondo, where we did get – the bluefin were there. They weren't big.
And let me guess, like 10 to 22 pounds.
Exactly. Yeah. They were those first
migrants. That was like the Coronado Islands stuff.
That was the same thing. Hey, and Point Loma kelp.
Yeah, yeah. Pulling up kelp.
So there's, you know, we have the Bay Boat guy coming in.
We're right, next Saturday.
I'm so excited
That's
about that. You have no
such
idea.
A cool show.
But John Pratt, that runs the boat, you might know the name John Pratt. He ran and told me about the half-day bluefin at Point Loma.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible. Like up at Marina Del Rey.
And in those days, we didn't have fluorocarbon. There was no fluorocarbon. Oh, if we had only had fluorocarbon.
Right.
If we had only had fluorocarbon. And they were a little bit too tough, a little bit too big. You couldn't land them on 10-pound test. And they wouldn't bite 15. So pretty much you were stuck with using 12-pound. And when the bait was good, you could use number 6 hooks. And when the bait, and it was all
good,
anchovies.
You could use number 6,
it was,
right?
And when it was all anchovies. There were no sardines. And then when the bait wasn't good, you could use 8s. And I actually still have a box of what was a very rare item even back then. Mustad 94151s, size 10.
Holy
size metal. 10. Were they nickel
microscopic?
No, they're bronze.
Okay.
I mean, microscopic. That's got to relate to maybe a number 16 fly hook or something like that.
Yeah,
they were
pretty small. And
yeah.
And obviously the trick was to get them to bite. And luckily, sea lions were not really an issue. Sharks were not really an issue. The main issue was either your own skill or lack thereof of tying knots or, of course, on the half-day boat, there's going to be a lot of people that are not very experienced.
Yeah.
So typically, you would go out and they'd be boiling around the boat the entire, whatever, 5-6 hours of a half-day trip. They'd be boiling around the boat and you might hook maybe 6 and you might land maybe 3. I don't mean per person. I mean the whole boat.
Yeah, right.
Would hook maybe 6 and you land maybe 3. Occasionally they kind of run through. There's a famous case that I was not on the boat of the Kiora actually out of Santa Monica. They made a special run with all the hot sticks. And, you know, they left real early, et cetera, and they caught something like 40, which was, you know, even today, people that either heard about it or were on that trip still talk about it.
It's a huge day.
That's a huge day.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if now Rollo went to St. Monica's High School in Santa Monica. I went to Culver City, and he was a couple years younger than I am, but he was definitely one of the hot sticks even then. I'm not sure he was on that trip. I guarantee you that he knew about it.
So looking at today's bluefin fishery, I mean, we've had 12, 13 years of the most epic bluefin. And today's angler, I mean, listening to us and listening to you and your knowledge.
They won't believe us. They won't believe us.
But embrace it. Like it is, like when it, hey, Ali R went out, and we're going to hear from Frank. There's something
special
happening.
Yeah, he's got
right?
reports from the Royal Polaris and from the Polaris Supreme.
But one of his last trips, he had 30 fish, and they're all 40-pound range. That would have been epic, right?
That would have been the best bite of the year
in
many years past.
Yes.
And I like to say that if you caught a 50-pound bluefin back in the day, that was probably your personal best. And if you caught a 100-pounder, it might have been the biggest one of the year for the dock here.
Well, it's like white sea bass, right? Back in the day, it's like nobody caught white sea bass, right? When gill nets were around and stuff like that, nobody caught white sea bass. And now it's commonplace.
Common.
Limits and stuff like that.
They're migrating back to where they were historically migrating. I still talk to a number of friends that run boats in San Francisco Bay. Captain James Smith on the California Dawn, I talk to him all the time. And they're getting white sea bass up there. Like in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, there's been one or two white sea bass caught right out in front of Berkeley Marina off the decrepit Berkeley Pier, decrepit old thing looks like. They're catching one or two every day.
Really? Like in the bay?
In the bay. And they're big ones.
And that bay must have quite a fishery. Stripers, halibut,
It's pretty amazing. The halibut fishing the last couple of years has been just off the hook, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it was so good they managed to get the halibut limit up there dropped from 3 to 2. They were catching so many.
That's crazy.
And, which is unfortunate for their fishery because, of course, they've had a very, very limited or none fishery on salmon.
Oh, the salmon fishery. Okay.
And luckily, the rockfish, their various seasons, their depth controls are a little different than ours. They're in a different zone, but it's the last couple of years has been liberalized, and there's even talk of one of the most legendary spots ever for rockfish, the Cordell Bank, which would be the equivalent of our 60 Mile Bank.
Right.
Being reopened for rockfish.
Oh,
it's been closed for, you know, whatever, 30, 35 years.
Yeah.
Also, Cordell Bank was always notorious for people seeing bluefin tuna boils and not having any idea how to catch them.
And how far back would that go?
As far back as you want to go.
Really?
They just had no idea how to catch them.
That's incredible.
Now with the trolling of the Mad Max, I go up and I work at the sports show up there in Sacramento every year in January, and it's a fun show, the ISC show. Not quite like the PCS show because there's a lot of hunting, but it's
a great Central California.
And people are into bluefin tuna fishing in Northern California.
Are they really?
Now. It's all trolling Mad Max. That's the only real tool, the effective tool. James has tried to do a couple nighttime jigging trips, and they haven't quite worked out. But it's amazing what modern tackle, and again, tribute, super braid line. Thank you, Captain Russ Iser.
Yes,
and
right.
two speed reels have allowed.
Now, didn't you call Russ your mentor and tormentor? I remember when
Ronnie called him the tormentor.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I just called him tormentor.
Yeah, the mentor and tormentor.
Yeah,
I remember
yeah.
Ronnie. That was Ronnie.
That is hilarious.
That. Yeah, which he was. He was a mentor for me and a tormentor for me. It's like when Russ was around, every show, he'd call me after the show and he'd go, you know, you did this. And I was like, tell me, Russ. Talk to me. Because he knew I was learning and when I started the show. And so it was great. I mean, it was great. I appreciated the criticism and the input from Russ. He was an amazing, amazing human being.
Well, he can quite rightly be considered the father of the super braid material.
Yeah.
You can call it Dyneema. You can call it gel spun polyethylene. Call it whatever you will. And obviously that was, like most things, it was originally, a military and aerospace item. And then, but he is the one that saw the future of it as fishing line.
Isn't that incredible? Because today we can look back and it has revolutionized our fishery.
Oh my God.
Like in a huge way. And I remember, hearing a lot of our esteemed captains from the industry. They were afraid of it. They didn't want it. They didn't. Well, because you have one or two guys that have it and the rest have monofilament, it's a nightmare.
And there's a learning curve for everybody. Yeah. We had to relearn how to tie knots. All the rods, all the reels on the market basically had to be redesigned. You know, all for the better. It all ended up being much better stuff for the anglers.
Absolutely.
The only downside to all of it was an upturn in price.
Yeah.
Which would have happened anyway, but still.
Yeah. So, Steve, let me ask you. I'm looking at your tackle here, and we talked about the big jig that you have on there. I see you have two things. Two hooks on the bottom, and then you have some kind of wrap around there. I like that wrap. That's interesting, because those jigs can kind of get dangerous. There.
Yeah.
You can see that Corey's holding up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's actually an old one that I have that... when you're using gulp tails on things, obviously I'm not in that case.
Yeah.
You actually, people laugh at me. They see me dunking those in the bait tank.
And
getting them wet, and that keeps your gulp tails from drying out in between spots.
Yeah, watch your gulp tails.
When I'm fishing for rockfish or anything that I want the gulp tails. But that's just a safety issue.
It says gulp alive.
Yeah, it's just a safety issue. And you can get them. I have some that just, that are a little bit more plain that are just neoprene.
Yeah.
In the jigging world, especially the slow pitch jigging world and
they have those, and
the speed jigging world, that's pretty normal
it's
to have case. Those because.
Yeah, I know Shimano makes one that's a wrap for the butterfly jigs and stuff like that.
It's just
but
a safety
smaller,
issue.
But for the big jigs, that's nice to have that big size.
Yeah, it's just a safety issue. And, and you'll notice that what's not in, that's my five rigs. That you don't leave the dock without. What is not there is a speed jigging outfit, because again, I'm reluctant to tell people that they have to have, just like with tungsten jigs, I'm reluctant to tell people they have to have something. You have to have this really super expensive thing, unless they really, really do have to have it. Now, of course, when you're talking about your 100-pound test night jigging reel, you do have to have an expensive one. Do you really need to have, a $500-$700 reel to fly line with 25 pound for schoolie sized tuna? No, you really don't. You can do that, with a mid price reel, star drag, single speed, perfectly fine to catch what we used to think were great fish.
Yes.
Remember, do you remember albacore? Do you
well,
even remember
I know,
those?
Right? It's been so long.
Of course.
Hey, with water in the 50s?
Yeah.
We might see it.
Yeah. So, but
Mike Lum sent me a picture last week of his son holding an albacore that he caught on my boat back in the day. It was
wow,
look at that.
But besides the five rigs that you don't leave the dock without, there's also rigs number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10. At one of my seminars on at the PCS show, I saw somebody in the audience that goes on my trips all the time. I said, I'm not even going to say it on the air. What's the most rigs you've ever seen me carry on the boat? And he said a number that was a pretty high number. And I
over 10?
Oh, yeah. Way over 10. Oh, yeah.
Over 20?
Oh, yeah. So don't
over 30?
Don't be me. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Now, on that, to a degree, some of my earlier long-range trips in the 70s were on the Carl Newell trip. And
another great gentleman.
Speaking of people who were also geniuses.
What an amazing.
Absolute geniuses. Yeah. He used to regularly bring a huge amount of rods and reels on the boat.
Yeah.
And he would make a cast and put the rod away and go to his little notebook and make a note. And then he would grab another rod and make a cast and hook a fish, reel it in, fight it, catch it, put it away, go to his notebook and make little notes. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Not quite there. But certainly people can, you know, there's so many different things that are not in that list. A popping rod, a surface iron rod, a speed jigging rod, a slow pitch rod. All those are really cool. I love fishing with all of them, but I'm not prepared
You're
to tell
people. You're bringing it down. Yeah.
I'm not prepared to tell people they have to have all that. Though, and actually,
That seminar is at 9:30 on one of the stages.
Well, I believe it's on the captain's stage.
The captain's stage.
I don't know where that is, but yeah, it'll be obvious.
And is that the only one for the day?
That's the only one for the day.
Wow.
I might be inside there with Doug for a little bit, depending on how much room there is.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to crowd
those
guys.
Because he's got, Fisherman's Finding Tackle has an outside booth as well as an inside booth.
Yeah.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We have a lot to talk about, right, Corey?
Oh, full 2 hours.
Phone lines are wide open. Jeff's standing by.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to join us, we've got 2 hours with the walking encyclopedia, Steve Carson. He's an honest gentleman in the industry, and it's nice to spend some time with him. And if you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text via the app. It's only done through the app. It says right there, text to show. You'll see, and when you do send your message or comment for Steve Carson, make sure you leave your name and telephone number so we can get a hold of you after the show. We're giving away a full-day trip on to San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. And, man, spring-loaded mousetrap ready to bite. Man.
Yeah.
It's the islands are, they're
ripe, ready to go.
They are.
There's yellow there. It's just a matter of getting on it, the stuff that wants to bite.
And think about back in the day, Steve, how many times yellow was there, and without a sonar, they never saw it, right? Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be right back and let's
talk about now.
Exactly. And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973, or send us a text via the app. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk a Kebab, 97.3 The Fan, and Facebook and YouTube Live.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at SagroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Wow.
I know.
A lot going on, right?
There is a lot going on. And I think there's, a couple open lines if you want to join us. 833-288-0973.
Yeah.
Giving
Jeff
away a full day trip.
Yeah. Giving away a full day trip on the San Diego.
Yeah.
Good morning, Captain Frank Lopresti.
Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Frank.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey. I believe you have Steve Carson on this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
So,
a lot going on.
I just want to bring you up to date on what's happening. Jonathan on the Royal Polaris is having another stellar trip fishing at Hurricane Bank. He's got 12 fish over 200 up to 280.
Oof.
And very good tuna fishing on the 80 to 150-pound fish. Picking away at the Wahoo. He's still got two more days of fishing time, so he's going to come in with a fabulous trip. Has had beautiful weather. On the bluefin front, Aliar was out. You know, he's been out several days. Last night he had a very good school underneath the boat at about 9:30. Sat under the boat for about a minute and a half. He was really just couldn't believe he didn't get a bite, but he didn't. And the three boats out there, they all saw some fish. In fact, there's some very good schools, but so far they've got lockjaw. And other than that, the only thing I can report is the Polaris Supreme was had some excellent fishing on lingcod, limits of lingcod, and they're out looking for bluefin right now also. And
well,
that's it, Pete. That's all I got to report.
That's some pretty good stuff.
I know.
I mean, is the water still cold, Frank, or is it normal? What are we looking at? What conditions-wise, I mean, is it ready to burst open at any time?
Well, we sure think so, Pete, but, you know, who knows? Every year can be different. You know, some years, this is the first year that we haven't had bluefin biting by the end of March, and in the last 11 years. As far as water temperature goes, we're perfect. 61.5, 61.8, and that's when that bluefin usually bites this time of year.
Yeah.
So the conditions are not the answer. It's what's ever going on in the brain of a bluefin. And if you ever figure that out, I think you should you should write a book.
Yeah. So there's no shortage of fish around. That's the key that we want.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't
around.
Say there's no shortage. There's not. It's not like everywhere you go you're going to see bluefin. There's an area right now where there's some very nice schools of 100 to 200 pound and an occasional school of 40 pound. So whenever it's going to start biting, we hope pretty darn quick, okay, Pete?
Gotcha, for sure. Are we going to see you around day at the docks today?
You know, Pete, I'm afraid not, because I've had a surgery, a recent surgery, and rehabbing my knee again. So can't do it.
Yeah.
So, otherwise,
right.
I'm really bummed I can't be there. So
well,
anyhow, Pete, have a good day.
Take care of that knee, Frank, and we'll see you back down on the docks, I know, very, very soon. And thanks for the report, and thanks for keeping us up to date on that too.
You bet. Take care.
Take care.
That right. Sounds like bluefin to me, man. Like that's like we were talking about earlier in the show, right? I mean, that's just kind of. I'll tell you this.
when they're biting, you better embrace them, man. Because,
for sure.
Right? I mean, isn't that
what
it's all about?
We've been spoiled for the last 11 years, right, Steve?
Oh, we've been totally spoiled. And, you know, it's funny hearing that because I was out over a month ago on the Pacific Voyager and on a three-day trip. And we saw lots of bluefin, not just on the machines. We saw them boiling around the boat.
Wow.
And we went into one stop where they were boiling up in the chum line like crazy. And I was, you know, kind of doing what I would ordinarily do, which was drop a jig. I didn't get a bite. And a couple of people were actually daring and slid back on 20-pound, didn't get a bite. And I sort of, in a fit of frustration, I said, and apologies to whichever Hollywood star came up with this line, I said, we should have gone full Redondo on those fish and slid 12-pound on them. We couldn't have landed them, but at least we would have hooked them.
That's crazy.
But so the bluefin, you know, they've been here for a while. And as Frank says, why are they not biting? You have to ask the bluefin and they're not talking.
And it's got to be a healthy, there's got to be a lot of chovy for them and there's got to be a lot of feed for them to be that fickle, I think, you know,
and
I'm just assuming.
And there's so many things you can make conjecture about that there's a lot more anchovy this year. And maybe when they're full of anchovy, they're less likely to bite than when they're full of something else. It's tough to say, but it would be way worse if they weren't there.
I've got a text that comes along the lines of what we're talking about. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. Question for Mr. Carson.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Carson, right? What is your prediction for the season? And the conditions this year seem a little different than the last decade. Do you think the colder water and anchovy everywhere, we will see some changes in our fishery? Thank you, guys, from Day at the Docks. Rory in Lakeside. Thank you, Rory.
Well, okay. Kind of
a loaded question.
The more experienced among us will remember a couple of times in my history where there were no albacore. And the most notable one was in the mid-1980s. There were no albacore anywhere.
And those times I remember, Steve, I mean, I don't remember that perfectly, but I remember we would go 8 to 12 years. Like there's been multiple times.
Well, right, but what happened?
I'm gonna date myself.
The notable one.
I know.
You're still a young man.
The notable one was when the high seas monofilament drift nets were invented, and they were ordinarily albacore. Unlike the other tuna species, can't really be caught with a seine net, but
they're difficult to catch.
Difficult to catch,
yeah.
But with the monofilament drift nets, they catch everything, including albacore. And so the albacore population was definitely down at that time. Again, we're talking about, you know, 40 years ago, but still. And then, theoretically, those monofilament drift nets were banned, and the albacore population came back, and we were all happy.
Like, quickly. Like, that happened
quickly.
In just a year or two.
But now, the last, whatever it is, 10, 15 years, there's plenty of albacore in the Pacific Ocean. They're just not here.
They're cycled. Yeah. It's so interesting. I mean, it goes from our coast to the Japanese coast and back. They just make a huge circle.
And really, they're learning to catch albacore very well. From us,
well,
you know.
If you see Steve Crook at Day at the Docks, which likely he'll be there today, stop and talk to him about albacore.
Still
because
knowledgeable.
He has some, you know, he's a former DFG scientist. He has some concrete evidence of why they probably won't be here this year because of the way the water conditions are offshore. Even though water's cold here, it's different than in years. It has something to do with the movement of the water toward the north.
Interesting. We should get them in here.
Yeah.
Come on in.
They're catching the heck out of them and have been for the last 10, 15 years.
And there's, there's no shortage.
In Oregon and Washington.
Yeah.
And even as far north, I've seen a couple of pictures, you know, they're sort of incongruous on social media of guys literally, clearly in some sort of a port in Canada with pine trees and mountains and snow-capped peaks in the background with a big catch of albacore. So they're catching them even in British Columbia.
Well, and our friend at Haida Gwaii Safaris, a.k.a. Queen Charlotte Safaris, they actually catch them right outside the island right there, like within a couple miles.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love Queen Charlotte Safaris, and I also...
Have you been there?
Valerie will be here in a couple weeks.
I've been there many times, ran a couple tournaments up there.
Yeah, the 27th of April.
And also used to run, I really miss running a tournament at Sitka. With Seth Bone, Kingfisher.
That place is the best.
Those were fun. I had to write the rules. I kind of had to create a set of rules. We called it the Alaska Grand Slam Tournament. And I wanted to make sure.
Which includes halibut, salmon,
rockfish, and lingcod.
Okay.
And I had to sort of adjust the rules every year based on the changing laws. Because of course the laws would change every year.
Of course. It could change daily.
Especially now, where they can send out an email blast, and you better get that email blast and obey the law the next day.
I know it.
But I wanted to make it to where that somebody that was half asleep, not even trying, and caught a 300-pound halibut didn't win.
Wow!
I created a bonus points for catching all four species in a day.
So we just are being joined by Captain Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford. Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
Let me turn
Mark,
the mic
welcome.
Up there. There we go. And
good morning, Mr.
Great,
Wheeler.
Great to
good
have
morning.
You. But before we get into that, Scott Sherman's standing by. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Looking forward to Day at the Docks today, and just wanted to call in and promote the bottom fishing tournament for Friends of Rollo coming up.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, if you're down there today at the docks, you can swing by the Friends of Rollo booth and probably your booth as well, and I'll have flyers out there. It's our 55th annual bottom fishing tournament.
Jeez.
And it raises money for charity, and Friends of Rollo is the charity, and we all know how much that charity means to most of us. It's coming up on April 26th. It's an open tournament. Anybody can join. It starts at 6:30 in the morning with a shotgun start, breakfast before that. Then we bottom fish all day, come back, weigh up the fish, process the fish, and then at the awards dinner, everybody feasts on fish tacos that were made by the kitchen crew of the fish that we caught that day. It's a ton of fun, loads of prizes. All kinds of things, the auctions, silent auctions, targeted raffles, so many prizes I can't list here, and it's all to benefit Friends of Rollo.
Did you have some, did you find some fillets for the filleting?
Yeah, we did. Corey, San Diego Fish Processing, is taking care of us. So
we're
all
great.
Good there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, it's such a great event and lots of prizes and raising lots of money for the kids. It's just fun. It's just fun. And it's next weekend, right? Or the weekend... Is it next weekend?
Weekend after. The 26th. You got about 13 days to sign up, and it's super easy to sign up. You go to swycanglers.org. It's the initial Southwestern Yacht Club, anglers.org. Go to the website. It's right there on the front page. You click on it. You can register. Or a day at the dock, stop by the booths and look for the flyers, and you can just scan the QR code and go right to registration right there. And it's a great tournament because it's a lot of fun, but it's also not one of those tournaments where you join, but there are some guys who are serious and do this professionally all the time. This is a bunch of people raising money for a good cause, and you have entry-level type prizes. You've got the group prizes. You've got Lady Angler. You've got Small Fry, kid stuff. If you're going to be in that and you're in the lady anglers or the kids and those types of things, there's pretty good chance you're coming home with an award.
Yeah, no, it's a great event. And you guys will be at the end of the docks. You can go by and scan the QR code, sign up right there, or just find that website. Scott, doing a great job, and thank you for do all that you do for the Captain Morales Kids at Sea program. And we'll see you at the docks.
Yeah, well, same goes to you, buddy. You do a lot for the cause, and it's much appreciated, and I appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that very much. You want to get through, a line open, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Jeff standing by at the fan. Have a chance to win a trip on the San Diego. And, Mark, what's going on in the Ford world there? Great to have you. You coming down to visit us.
Good to be back on the show. And, as you know, the San Diego County Ford dealer has sponsored and will sponsor
Let's Talk Outdoor for how many decades?
Boy, a long time, and we're very grateful. I don't know that we'd be here without the San Diego.
Well, it's a great partnership. You know, we've got some of the best fishing gear out there. It's called Ford trucks and Ford SUVs,
there's,
right?
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, yourself as well as many of the San Diego County Ford dealers are fishermen, too. And that's so cool. You have your own beautiful boat, El Sueño, that I've been on many times, and it's just fantastic. And what's your favorite kind of fishing?
Well, I would say offshore. Tuna is my favorite fishing.
They're of course.
Always the
we love tuna.
The hardest ones to get, and marlin and dorado and wahoo and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great.
What do you think? We're going to get a shot at the bluefin up here again?
I'm sure we're going to.
Yeah. It's
going to
happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. So in the Ford world, everybody's talking about tariffs now. How is Ford going to be impacted by the possible tariffs?
Well, it's really interesting. Ford Motor Company builds more vehicles in the United States than anybody else, more than General Motors, more than what's Stellantis now, Dodge and those guys. And so we have more assembly plants, more production, more union labor, and we do really well with all this in the United States. And so we should be the least impacted of all the manufacturers based on our U.S. content American vehicle, right? So then what most recently from a marketing standpoint, Ford goes, well, wait, let's play our hand strong. And they said, let's do employee pricing for everybody. So
incredible.
It's unbelievable. It
no
really
kidding.
Is. And it's a big check. I mean, it's a massive check. And the dealers, such as myself, we have to participate in that. But we're glad to do it because it just makes this whole, hey, let's get everyone coming into a Ford dealership in San Diego County. It just makes it easy for everybody. And the savings are massive. People are happy.
Right.
Cars and trucks and all the good stuff that Ford offers to our consumers is all there and all discount price to the employee pricing.
It's awesome to hear because American made has become somewhat a rarity. And there's only a select few that can say that, and Ford is one of them.
That's
so I got to tell you a story. I'm going to put Mark on the spot here.
Yeah.
I'm just buying a new 2025 Ford Explorer. I love my Ford Explorer. And I've had one for seven years now. I'm getting a new one. And I ordered it in December. We negotiated a deal. Well, I thought it was a pretty damn good deal, and Mark was crying, oh, man, you're just, like, not making any money on this thing. And Mark called me the other day, your car's here, and I got good news for you. It's $2,000 less than the deal we negotiated. When have you ever heard a car dealer give away
$2,000?
Reducing the price.
Reducing
the price, right?
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. Yeah. So that's the employee pricing.
That's
right?
The employee pricing. And so between the Ford dealers, and you were already, you know, taking care of Pete,
right?
As we always
that.
Do for the Let's Talk Hookup people. But between that and Ford's big check, I mean massive. Massive money. They said, let's just make this employee pricing all the way across the board, and it's fabulous.
Have you seen people coming in, like, trying to get ahead of the tariffs or possible tariffs or just coming in and buying because of?
Yep.
So now's a good time to buy a Ford.
It's a great
the
time
best,
to buy a Ford.
Right?
It really
trust me, I've been buying Fords all my life from Mark. He has never reduced the price.
Oh, come on,
Pete. He's never reduced it. No, once the trucker. Well, you know what? I got good news.
You
price
mean
we negotiated,
after,
now
yeah.
it's lower. Yeah,
yeah.
Once you negotiate the deal, the deal is a deal, right?
Yeah.
But I've never had him say, I saved you some more money.
Don't let the El Sueño persuade you.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup. You going to hang out with us, Mark?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, and Facebook and YouTube Live.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio with Steve Carson and now Mr. Mark Wheeler joining us. And hey, we've got our fish report here, and it's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas for using Terrafin. You can use the sea surface temperatures, the chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone and mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We've got a man on hold from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Mr. Woolley, Brian Woolley. How you doing?
Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? Good morning, Steve, everybody in there. Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, having a great time.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hopping down there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Busy. Poor Rick today, huh?
He's yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Rick's working the tackle.
He's hustling. Yeah. As Brandon Bono calls it, he's a tackle jockey today.
Well, good. Brandon Bono's on the Tony Reyes today.
Okay.
So Brandon's on the Let's Talk Hook Up Tony Reyes trip.
Wow. Get how cool is that?
That sounds like a good trip.
Yeah.
That's where I want to be.
That sounds awesome. Fun stuff. Well, hey, our week here, pretty simple report. You know, we all know this water's still kind of on the cool, funky side. 56, 58 was kind of what you know, we had to work with this week. That little bit of a swell that kind of pushed through as the water kind of chewed up a little bit over the weekend. But, you know, the half-day bass fishing was a bit slower as it kind of tends to be. I know you hear you guys talking about the cooler water. Same deal on the beach. Guys that were fishing live baits on, like, a reverse dropper loop, guys that scaled down their monofilament line size, even incorporated some fluorocarbon to their game, small hook approach for that bass this week. Those guys probably had a better shot at getting some bites. Some sheephead in the mix, some real nice standout sheephead for the guys fishing the clam and the shrimp. So that's always in play. But, you know, the player for us here this last week, even on some of the half-day trips, has been this shallow water rock cod opportunity. We've seen some really good fishing, both the guys on the half-day fishing out right in front of Dana Point Harbor really close, like literally fishing within 20 minutes of leaving the harbor. They had some good shots at the reds and the bocaccio close to home. And then a little further down the beach on some of our three-quarter day trips, we've been tapping into that rockfish there off of North County, Camp Pendleton Zone. Really good opportunity down there. The conditions were perfect this week, not too much current to really mix things up. So it was easy to kind of get the boat on the anchor, get the lines down to the fish, even with some full loads. You know, spring break this week, we did have some full loads during the week, and it wasn't unmanageable, and the fish really did cooperate. That vermilion rockfish biting, plenty of other good opportunity on other mixed rockfish like the Picaccio flag rockfish, some whitefish. The real good opportunity, though, like the better quality fish we were seeing this week was out on the 14. Phenomenal fishing out there. That can be a real fickle bank. Yesterday we struggled all day long, and it was like bottom of the night. We got into some stuff, and it did really well for us for like an hour, and we got what we needed in a real short little window there. So it's just kind of finding it, working with it, making it kind of, you know, play into your game plan. I will tell you again, the guys fishing the vertical jigs, the 250 to like 300 gram jig, killed it again. The colors that were working well were like the blue hues, some reds and some oranges. Those were the key colors that were getting bit. And I'll tell you, the better quality fish are coming on that jig. We're still catching plenty on the live anchovy in the squid baits and whatnot, but the quality is certainly there on those jigs, guys fishing those jigs. And the Fury, he got out to Clemente a day or two this week. Same real good rock cod opportunity out there. Whitefish biting in the shallows, a little bit of bass opportunity, and I think they had a halibut or two for their efforts in those shallows before they kind of went out and got onto the rockfish to get their day rolling. So clicking here, good week. We've got more trips lined up. If you guys want to hop on one this week, give a landing a call here. Our phone number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web, too, by either going direct, danawarf.com, or hitting us there on the Let's Talk Hookup page, clicking that link and going on over and booking online from there.
No, that's good stuff, Wooly. And having that 14-mile bank, man, changes the game.
Dude,
because it's
a good tip on the jigs, too.
Right?
The heavier jigs, the vertical jigging.
It's
not just for bluefin anymore.
No, but it's so much more productive than putting down a chovy, too.
And
you know?
Fun.
It is.
Man, use that light tackle, right, Steve?
I love that slow pitch jigging.
Yeah.
Sometimes I love it so much that when we're on a combination trip where we're supposed to be fishing for tuna some of the time and you know, getting the rockfish in the in-between times, sometimes people think I'm enjoying the rockfish on the slow pitch gear a little bit too much.
I'd be right alongside you.
I'm
with you. I'm 100% with you. You have the bluefin, I'll take the rockfish on the slow pitch.
You catch the bluefin,
yeah.
And we'll share the dinner.
And I've got a photo of myself from, I think, 2 years ago. We were on, what boat were we on? Pacific Voyager. And there's a guy in the background right behind me with a big electric reel and a big battery and a 2-pound sinker.
With a 7-pound res.
With nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm there with my 100-gram slow-pitch rig.
Yeah.
With 15-pound braid and a nice red.
15-pound braid.
15-pound. Yeah. That's the secret to slow-pitch jigging for rockfish.
Do you use that light of line, Wooly?
20. 20 pound. 20 pound is what I tell most people.
No, I'm still here. Yeah,
oh, you are.
They're using, yeah, light line, I think. 20 to 30 max.
Wow.
Say is, you know, what you need on the braid, and it just allows you to have that smaller reel,
yeah,
plenty capacity, and you know, get to the fish fast. That line cuts right through the water, and it's, I mean, like Steve's saying, that's the way to fish it, man. We're seeing more and more guys fishing that stuff. It's just, it's fun, it's lightweight, and it, you know, like I said, it's been kicking out better quality rock cuts.
So yeah, the quality is incredible. The 14, man. Some of those Floridas And just the quality is insane. And to be able to do that right out of Dana Wharf and be
so cool,
right? An hour away? Yeah. Come on.
Well, great. Captain Wooly, it sounds so much fun. Jump aboard. How do we do it again? Give us the info. How do we get aboard the Dana Wharf Sport
Cool.
Fishing Fleet?
Yeah, you can call our office here, 949-496-5794, or easy way, danawharf.com. And just one more thing I throw in there, Fish and Game Commission meeting. This coming week,
sand bass.
Big agenda item. So just want to put that out there on everyone's radar. We'll be up there.
Yeah, this is super big. This is when they're going to make decision on the regulation of the sand bass, bringing it to a 4-fish limit. And it's super important because the opposition side, we know who you're talking about, has got wind of this, and they want to just shut the whole thing down, of course. When in doubt, just shut it all down. So we really need to step up and send letters right now. You can, through Monday noon, you can write a letter to, I'll give you the email address, FGC, which is Fish Game Commission, at fgc.ca.gov. FGC.ca.gov. Send a letter saying that you support the 4-fish limit on sand bass and you're a recreational angler and you want to fish sand bass, and how important it is to your fishery, because all those letters make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Keep it concise. keep it polite, keep it to the point. You know, it's super easy to get passionate and out on a tangent, but concise, to the point is what they read and what they take to heart. So just keep that in mind if you're going to shoot a comment in there. We definitely need it, and we appreciate it.
Yeah,
sure.
And if you want to participate in the process on Thursday, it's one of the – I think it's the third agenda item, right? You can participate in the process via Zoom.
Yeah.
But, again, like Willie says, be polite, be concise, and make your voice heard.
It's so crazy because the opposition probably doesn't even know what a
stand-up
is.
They have no idea. And they have no idea what is going on.
Right.
It's just like, oh, let's close something, right?
Right.
They have an opportunity.
Oh,
hey, thanks, Willie, and thanks to you and Donna at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing for all your support in doing what you do to save our fisheries.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for the time this morning. And have a great week.
All right.
Good
you
stuff,
too,
Willie.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. See ya.
That wraps up that portion of the Catch Report. And be sure to check out surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. Bill Barney's there, and he'll take care of you. I want to mention, Antonius Donnie will be at Day of the Docks. And he's going to have a booth today at Day at the Docks, which is super cool.
Such cool people.
Yeah, great
and
people.
And awesome knives.
Yeah, great, great stuff, great stuff. So walking around, there's a lot of great stuff there. The other thing, too, is the Costa booth is going to have a big selection of Costas there. Of course, Bob Hoos will be there.
I heard you.
And Tom, who's the prescription specialist for Costa, will be there with an optometrist there to take – to actually sell you or get you a pair of prescription.
Put you in the right direction.
Right.
And that's cool.
Midway Optometric, which is my doctor. He did prescription for me on reading glasses. Super good doctor. He'll be there today. And Tom, the prescription specialist. So if you need prescription sunglasses, today is the day at the docks. And there's a big incentive because I know that Fisherman's Landing Tackle is giving you a $25 gift card. Yeah.
Hey, it's good stuff. We're going to be right back. Steve Carson, Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, the one and only, right? We're going to go right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, YouTube and Facebook Live.
Hi, it's Ben. I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 10th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know. It's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturers, representatives, some amazing seminars by top anglers, and even my buddy Ron at Fastlane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. And get this, there will be free food and drink too. Yum! So mark your calendar Saturday, May 10th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Lawn Trip at Mission Bay. The event is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but everything will be on sale up to 50% off all day. But don't take too much of his money. I need stuff too.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all the brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there for you when your binoculars need service. Go see Anthony and the Baker Marine crew at Day at the Docks, Sunday, April the 13th, Or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so go get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.